he's done for us, then we could lift up our hands and say, thank you, Jesus. We ought not be ashamed to praise him and to worship him. So we know the what of worship. We know the why of worship. Because he made us. He created everything around us. All of the possessions that we have belong to him. Amen. You see this suit that I'm wearing? That's his. You know why? He was the one that made the cotton for them to put it together. He was the one that put the idea in the man's mind to sew it up this way. He was the one that gave somebody the idea that this color go with that color and that color go with that. So we ought to worship him for who he is. So we know, praise God, the why of worship. Now, third W, we're not ashamed because we know the way to worship. Yeah. Verse 6 says, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. You see, praise God, the psalmist is saying, praise God, that we should bow down and kneel before the Lord. You see, when he was writing in those days, it was proper, praise God, for somebody to bow down to someone who was superior to them. Our Lord and our God is superior to us. And praise God, we ought to bow down to him. And we ought to worship him. Now, does that mean that we ought to bow down? That word bow down, when you go back and look at it, it means to lay prostrate before him. Is that saying that we ought to lay completely prostrate before him? No, it's saying that we ought to humble ourselves. Amen. Before our God. Amen. We ought to humble in self-humiliation. We ought to humble in self-submission. We ought to humble in adoration to the Lord, praise God. And we ought not to be ashamed about it. Praise God. When you're talking about the way to worship, praise God, not only are we to humble ourselves, even we humble ourselves, we're going to worship God with our time. We're going to worship him with our talent. And we're going to worship him with our treasures. Praise God. No one will have to sit down and beg you to bring your tithes or to pay your tithes or to give your tithes. Praise God. If we're going to worship him, praise God, we're going to give cheerfully, praise God, to his cause, because we know that our job is to help build the kingdom of God on this earth. Praise God. And that's what we ought to do. Praise God. So our way to worship him, praise God, is to humble ourselves before our God. And let me tell you something. You don't humble yourself by staying at your house saying that I'm not going out there. I know I'm a little tired now. I've gotten to the point in my life, praise God, when I see folk who said, man, well, you know, I used to do all of those things for the church. Now that I've gotten a little older, I'm going to throw in the towel. What would happen if Jesus Christ would have decided to throw in the towel? Praise God, decided that I'm not going up that hill. Praise God, I'm not going to take the nails that's going to be thrown through my hands. I'm not going to take the nails that were going to be driven through my feet. Praise God. And that's the verse of scripture that tells you, no man should puts his hand to the plow or to look back. Praise God. The work that we have is a work that's going to take us, praise God, to tell the time that we leave here. It's no such thing that I've gotten too old. Praise God. Some folk feel that they've gotten old at 50. There's no such thing as you've gotten too old. I've done so much. Praise God. We are living in a world, praise God, if you have done some things like that, you ought to be able to stand right now and train some of these young folks who are coming behind you. Praise God. It'll be a sad commentary on all of us, praise God, to have come into a world and done a lot of things, praise God, and we haven't trained nobody to take our place. Because just as sure as we're born, we're going to die. Praise God. And if we want to have this church to continue, praise God, there's got to be some folks in line who are going to be able to pick up the baton Amen. Now somebody going to tell me, say, well, you know, they got to be want. They got to want it. Yeah, they got to want it. But praise God, when they're coming around, we can't sit down on our laurels. We can't say, well, I did this and I got mine and they're going to have to get there the way they want to. No, praise God, we're going to have to be the one to train them up in the way that they should go. If you don't want them to depart, somebody better train them so we know the way to worship. But can I close here? Finally, the psalmist who writes this psalm not only tells us the what of worship, not only tell us the why of worship, not only tells us the way to worship, but praise God, he tells us when to worship. If you look at verses 7 and 8 through 8a, he says, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. You see, the psalmist called for our Lord to be worshiped now. Today, praise God, when you hear his voice. Somebody might say, well, how do I hear his voice? You hear his voice through the preached word. Because it's the word of God, praise God, that make men free. It's the word of God, praise God, that touches men's lives. It's okay to sing every now and then. It's okay to shout. It's okay to play some music every now and then. It's okay to give thanksgiving. But you better listen to the word of God. You see, I heard David say, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and it's a light unto my path. I heard David say that thy word have I hid in my heart, and that I might not sin against thee. You see, in order to sing, in order to shout, in order to play some music, you better know the reason why you are singing. And that comes through the word of God. You see, it's the word that gives us hope. The word will replace dope and give you hope. You see, it's the word that clean us. We are clean by the word of God. It is the word that gives us joy. I got joy bells ringing, and they are ringing, ringing, ringing. They are ringing on down in my soul. The reason why those bells are ringing, because the word brings about the ringing, and it brings about the joy. You see, the word of God brings peace into our life. He said, my peace I give you. Praise God, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You see, the word gives us peace. The word gives us trust. See, you can trust in the word of God when you can't trust in nothing else, because the word is the same yesterday, it's the same today, and it's going to be the same tomorrow. People may change, but God's word will not change. You see, the word purifies us, doesn't it? You see, the word brings purification. If you look at Psalms 119, verse 140, you will read that thy word is very pure. Therefore, the servant loved it, because the word is pure. Somebody said, not only is the word, he said, when you hear his voice on today, he said, harden not your heart. Somebody said, how do I harden a heart? You see, you harden your heart when you don't believe. You harden your heart when you disobey. You harden your heart when the word says one thing and you decide to do the other thing. He said, today when you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Praise God. You see, the word, there is salvation in the word, isn't it? You see, there is healing in the word. There is deliverance in the word. You see, the word of God has given us everything that we need to live and to move and to have our own being. Somebody say, how do you know that there's salvation in the word? Because the word tells me that Jesus came to this earth and he walked this earth some 33 and a half years. And praise God, one day when it got time, when his time on earth was up, that they took him to the judgment hall and they whipped him all night long. Praise God, they took him and led him up a hill. Praise God, called Calvary. They took nails and drove him through his hands. They took a nail and drove it through his feet. Somebody pierced him in the side. They stretched him out wide and hung him high. But he had already said that if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw men unto me. You see, all of that came by the word. Praise God. And they laid him on that cross and they lifted him up high. And after he had given up the ghost, praise God, he went to a grave, didn't he? And he stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. But early one Sunday morning, that same Jesus, that same word that went up that hill, that same word that took on the weight of the cross, that same word that took on the sins of the world, that same word that took on your sin, that same word that took on my sin, that same word got up early one Sunday morning and declared that I got power, not just power, but he said all power in my hand. Praise God. What kind of power does he have? He has power to transform your life. He got power to bring back that child. He got power to heal every disease that may afflict your body. He got power, praise God, to open doors that would otherwise be closed in your face. He got power to make you the head and not the tail. He got power to put you in those homes that you're living in. He has power to allow you to drive around in the car that you have. He has power to protect you as you go about your daily work. And I'm going to let you know something today. I am not ashamed. To worship my God.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome brother, can tell redeeming.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God.
This is what we'd like to call you, Jesus.
Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further.